You're listening to The Pulse here on WHYY. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has claimed over 900 lives, and many fear that the deadly disease is spreading out of control. Could an Ebola vaccine impact this crisis? Joining us now is Hildegund Ertl. She's the director of the Wistar Institute Vaccine Center. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
What is the status of a potential Ebola vaccine?
So there are many Ebola vaccines that are in preclinical testing, which means in testing in experimental animals. Two of those vaccines have been in clinical testing. Obviously, now with this crisis on the horizon, a number of additional vaccines are fairly rapidly advancing towards phase one trials. The two that have been tested, and I actually don't have the impression that they're planning on using them, have undergone a phase one trial. So once you're ready to do a trial, you actually have three trials. The phase one trial is a safety trial. You use escalating doses of the vaccine to determine a safe and immunogenic dose. So you not only determine safety, but also you test for immune responses. The phase two trial is you use the dose that looks the most promising and go into a somewhat larger cohort of people, and there you study immune responses. And then the phase three trial is a real hard one. It's an efficacy trial where you basically go into at-risk people and vaccinate them. And if you have a virus that's not that bad, like influenza virus, you can actually challenge them and show the vaccine works. If you have a virus like rabies or HIV or Ebola, you cannot challenge people. So you basically either have to use at-risk patients, and you have to use a lot, and compare them to a placebo-vaccinated cohort to see a statistically significant difference in infection rates. And depending on the incidence, that can take 10,000 people right there.
So whatever is happening right now likely will not impact the crisis that we're seeing.
So VRC, the Vaccine Research Center at the NIH, is talking about starting the next trial in September. That will be a phase one trial. And before that has gone through phase two and three, at least 2 years will pass. So no, if we take the usual track, this will not impact the current outbreak.
Is there any way to speed up that process and still be safe?
Yeah. So one way is fast tracking. You could take such a drug and basically allow its use in a high risk patients. If you think that this will save lives, that's permitted. That would be one way, and that could happen fairly rapidly. The other possibility is in 2002, after 9/11. I think there was so much concern about bioterror attacks that Congress basically established an act that allows for the use of fairly untested drugs in emergency situations. I don't think the situation with Ebola warrants that, but that would be another possibility.
How come we don't have a vaccine for Ebola already? Is it an especially difficult virus, or
I don't think it's a particularly difficult virus. I think it's a question of there aren't enough cases. In order for biopharma to actually make a vaccine, they need to have the guarantee that their product will be sold and that they, in the end, sell enough to offset the cost of development. Ebola comes around every 3 to 4 years. Sometimes we have 50 cases. This time we have over 1,000. But it's sporadic and the numbers are low. So it's simply not worthwhile for pharma to develop a vaccine. For making a vaccine costs millions and millions of dollars.
And the countries where Ebola is predominant don't have the kinds of institutions we have.
Well, it would be cheaper if you would make the vaccines in these countries. But as you said, they don't have vaccine manufacturing in capacity. They're trying to develop it, but it's not there yet.
Do you think this scare will put some fire behind the search for a vaccine?
I mean, I think it will put fire in the American and European scientists to work harder on getting an Ebola vaccine. Will it help us to provide Africa with an infrastructure that's really needed to make vaccines? I doubt it.
Can you compare the importance of finding a vaccine for this virus to other viruses, perhaps things that you've worked on?
I mean, okay, let's say rabies. That's one virus I work on. Rabies is a neglected disease at this point. We have a vaccine that works very nicely, but it's prohibitively expensive. So it's underused in developing countries. And we know that, for example, in India, at least 35,000 people die each year of rabies. So that's a little bit more than, you know, the 800 that have died this year of Ebola virus. In China, I heard yesterday when I met with a bunch of Chinese, 40 million humans get post-exposure vaccination to rabies each year. So 40 million people is a lot of people. So in that sense, Ebola is still a fairly small problem. The question is, how is this outbreak going to develop? If this turns out to spin into a major epidemic, obviously something has to be done.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Hildegund Ertl is the director of the Wistar Institute Vaccine Center.